Yochanan, the Omar Kro, Yomer Yisro Boruch Hashem Asher Hitzil. Last week, Sedra, Yisro made a Boruch Asher Hitzil Asfen Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim. Tomorrow says, Anisa de Rabin Varchinon, Anisa de Yochid, Lomer Varchinon. And Mashma, that you only make a Boruch on a Nase that happened to the Rabin. Rabin means to most of Klal Yisrael, like by Yisro. How do you know you make a Boruch on a Nase of a Yochid? The Ahu Gavra, the Havi Ko'ozul, the Aver Yamina. Nofel Alei Ari, there's a person walking in this place called Aver Yamina, and a lion pounced on him. Yisavid Lei Nisa, this Atzel Mine, and a Nase happened, he was saved from the lion. Also the Kamei the Rava, the Omer Lei, called Amos, the Motis, Lahasam, Brich, Boruch, Shosli, Nase, Moko, and said, whenever you come back to that place where the Nase happened, you should make a Bracha, Shosli, Nase, Bamoko, Mazeh. Marbere de Ravina, Havi Ko'azul, with Tixta de Arovos, the Tzacha Lamaya, right, he was walking in this place where there was no water, and he was thirsty, and there was a question of his life. Yisavid le Nisa, Ivri le Eino de Maya v'Ishti. And a miracle happened, and a well sprung up, and he was able to drink. The Su Zimna Chada, Haviko Azo Baristiko de Mechuza, the Nofel le Gamla, Pritza. When he was walking in another place, in Ristiko de Mechuza, and wild camel, pounced on him, isparkele ashisa, right, and a wall of a house that was nearby fell down, and he was able to go into the house to get away from this camel. Mortal Aravos borit borosh asli nes baravos. So he had two miracles happen. So when he came to the place of Aravos, so he made a bracha, shasli nesh baravos, so the gomel, and he also mentioned the fact that the Rav Anshom did this nesh with the gomel. He martel aristika, the mechuzah, borat borat shasli nesh begomel baravos. He mentioned all the nishim that happened to him in both places. So you see that you even make a bracha on a nesh of a yochid, not only on the nesh of something that happened to a rove of Klal Yisrael. So Amri anisa the rabbin kule alma mechaydi lebruche. By a nase of a rabbin, everybody has to make the bracha. A nase of the yachin, iu chayiv lebruche. By a nase of the yachin, only that person himself has to make the bracha, not anybody else who comes to that place. Right? You don't make a bracha on somebody else's nase. But the person himself makes a bracha on his own nase. By a rabbin, everybody makes the bracha on the nase of a rabbin, even the people who weren't involved in it per se. Rashi. Hachi garsina. Menolim dvorchin anisa. Amr Reb Yochanan, Amr Krav, Ayomer Yisro Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzil Eschem. The Aver Yamina, Shem Medina Bedromo Shel Pras. Aver Yamina is the name of a place that was in south of the Pras River. The Tiksa Beacon, in a valley. Aravo Shemakum. The Tzacha Lamayim, Tzami Lamayim. Baristika Beshuk. Gam Lapritza, Gam Meshuga Shasok of Roim. A crazy camel, right, what's it called, was charging at him. And a miracle happened, and a wall fell down in a house nearby. The nichnas was able to go into the house and save himself from the gom. Okay, right. Tana Rabbanan, haroem ma'abros hayam u'ma'abros hayardei ma'abros nachle arnon avne al gobish. The Morad Beis Choron, the Evan Shebikesh Lizrok Og Melech Abosh La Yisrael, the Evan Sheyoshav Aleha Moshe B'Shoah Shasi Yeshua Melchoma Bamolek, the Ishto Shalot, the Chomas Yericho Shenivla Bimkoma, Alkul and Tzara Shiten Hodoa V'Shevach Lefnei Amakom. Okay, all these places are places that a Nes happened to Klal Yisrael, and you have to give Shevach V'Hodoa to the Rabbanu Shalom, you have to take a bracha on the Nes in those places. What are they? Ma'abros Hayam is the place where Klal Yisrael crossed Yamsuf. Ma'abros Hayardin is where they crossed the Yardin in the time of Yoshua. Ma'abros Nachle Arnon is the place where, we'll see in the Gemara, it's got some miracle happened to Klal Yisrael when they crossed Nachal Arnon. Avnei Al-Gobish is, we'll see, the stones that the Rav Anshom brought on the Mitzrim by Borod. And then Yoshua also brought them down again in his Milchamos in the Knan. The Evan that Og wanted to throw on Klal Yisrael, and the Evan that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on when they made Milchemes Amalek, the wife of Lot who turned into a Netziv Melach, into a pillar of salt, the wall of Jericho that was swallowed up in its place when the walls of Jericho fell. And these, all these things are miracles that happened to most of Klal Yisrael. You have to make a brach on them. Bishlomo ma'abros hayam d'chsiv ayovo b'nei Yisrael b'soch hayam b'yabosha. It's a miracle that Klal Yisrael went into the dry land where it used to be sea. Ma'abros hayardein d'chsiv ayam du akohanim nosei ha'orom bris Hashem b'charova b'soch hayardein. Right? Hochein v'chol Yisrael ovrim b'charova. Adasher tomu kol agoy la'avros hayardein. Right? Both of these are open psukim that speak about crossing the Yam with miraculously and crossing the Yarden in the time of Yoshua miraculously. Elama Avros Nachle Arnon Minolan, what was this when they crossed Nachal Arnon? What miracle happened there? The Siv Al Kenye Omer Besefer Muhammad Hashem as Vohe Besufa. Pasuk in Bamidbar, that in the Sefer Muhammad Hashem, right, which the Shaila what that means exactly, some say that it means there was a separate Sefer that the Malchei Yisrael, from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, wrote, wasn't part of Tanakh, that recorded the miracles that happened to the kings, various occurrences that happened to the kings. What it says there is Vohei Besufa, and the Torah quotes it. The Tana es Vohei Besufa, what does that mean? Es Vohei Besufa, Shnei Mitzorayim Hayu, the Havi Mahalchim Besof Machne Yisrael. There were two Mitzorayim in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu that were traveling, what's it called, in the back of the Machna. They couldn't be in the Machna. They had to go outside the Machna, Metzorah. So they were not inside the Anoni HaKovel. So you have a Kol Chalfi Yisrael, when the Jews were passing by, also Amoroi, and the Amoroyim came, of the Lahon Nikirusa, the Toshu Bahon. So there were mountains that overlooked the place where Klal Yisrael had to pass. And they went into caves in these mountains, and they hid there. And they were waiting for the Jews to come underneath the mountains, beneath, and they would pounce on them and, and ambush them. Amri ki chalfe Yisrael hocha nekatlinu. When the Jews pass under these mountains, we'll go down and we'll kill them. Halo havi yadi de oron havi maski komayo di Yisrael. They didn't know the oron went before the Jewish people, and the Aron had the power of pulverizing the mountains as they went, as they traveled. Kivin de Osa Aron, idbiku ture bahadi hadadi v'katlinu. When the Aron came by before Klal Yisrael, the Aron went before them, so it made these two mountains, there were some in this mountain, some in this mountain, the two mountains came together, and the people were crushed. The Amorim who were hiding there were crushed by the two mountains coming together. The Nochas Domayu Lenachle Arnon, and the blood of these people, right, flowed into Nachal Arnon. Ki Osu Es Vohev, when Es and Vohev, that was the name of these two Mitzorayim, Chazu Doma, the Konofik Mibeni Ture, they saw, they were outside the Anani Akovat. So they were the ones who saw the blood flowing down the mountain into the Nachal. Also, v'amri lo Yisrael. They went and told the rest of Klal Yisrael what had happened. V'amru Shira. They said Shira. Haynu d'chsiv v'eshed hanecholim asher noto l'sheves or v'nishan l'gvul moav. This is what it says right after that, that the Necholim, went into Moav, the Gvul Moav, showed this nace. The blood flowed into these Nechalim, and that's how they knew that these people were killed. See Rashi. Mabros Hayam, Mokum Sha'ovr Yisrael B'Yamsu, Mabros Hayardein, Bimei Yoshua, Ma'abros Nachle Arnon, Lekam Meforish Ma'inisa, what was the nace by Nachal Arnon? The Morad Beis Choron, Bimei Yoshua Hoya B'Sefer Yoshua. In the time of Yoshua, there were Avnei Al-Gobish, there were rocks that poured down on the enemy. The Evan Shazarak Og, the Kamel Forest. Avdi Lahon Nikirusa, Ma'oros, Ma'abros Nachli Arnon, Omok Omok Ben Shnei Horim. The place where they crossed the Arnon was deep in a valley under two mountains, Gvoim, two high mountains. V'ha Yisrael Tzrichim Lavar Bolso Emet. And Klal Yisrael had to go into that valley. Also, and the Roim Ma'oros, but Sidi Aharim and Echushan. So they dug caves in the mountains, overlooking where Klal Yisrael would pass, in order to ambush them when they came through. The Tashu Nechbu, they hid there. Maske over, when they came by, Me Michture, Mashpil Harim, Umispashtin Zelitzadze, Adshoe Mekshava. So the Aron would take the mountains and move them aside and pulverize them so that Klal Yisrael could, what's it called, could pass without having to climb the mountains. So when these two mountains came together to make way for Klal Yisrael to come through, the people hiding in the caves were crushed. Then the mountains went back to where they originally were after Bnei Yisrael passed through. And then the blood flowed, the Eshed, the Shofach, so it was the Eshed HaNecholim, what the was poured into these Nachal, that was where the Nes was, the blood that they saw coming from the mountains. Okay. Avne Al-Gobish, my Avne Al-Gobish, what is this Avne Al-Gobish? Tana Avonim Sho'omdu Al-Gabeish, the Yordu Al-Gabeish. Al-Gabish means rocks that stood still for a person and that came down for another person. Omdu Al-Gabeish, the Moshe. Ish refers to Moshe, but it says Ish Moshe. So these rocks stood still for an Ish, for Moshe Rabbeinu. Uksiv, Vayechdelu HaKolos, VaHaBored UMotor Lo Nitach Arza. That when the Mach of Bored stopped, it stopped in midair. And the, what's it called, the Bored, and the Bored was with big stones came down also, fire, stones, and ice, and the stones stopped in midair. And they were there suspended in midair the whole time of the they went in the midbar. Yardu al gav ish ze Yoshua. Those same stones then came down for another ish. Yechsiv kach luchas Yoshua ben Nun ish asher ruach bo. Uksiv vayehi benosam mitnei bnei Israel hein b'morad beis choron v'Hashem hishlich aleim avonim gedolos. Right, in the one of the wars Yoshua made in Beit Choron. So the Rebbeinu Shalom rained down these same rocks that were suspended up until now, right, in midair. Now they came down and crashed down on the enemy there. So that was also a miracle. If you see that place where the stones that were suspended in midair came down, you also make a bracha. Rashi. V'shofach eshed asher notol shevis or ahor shebeiver ha'emek notov v'nispashit l'tzad chavero ahor asher l'tzad eiver moav v'shom eretz moav v'shem eretz moav or. So that's what happened. These, what's it called, asher notol shevis or, the mountain moved to the other side and crushed into the mountain that was there. She'omdu ba'avir, these rocks stood in midair. Lo nitachar, so lo higia la'oretz, so lo omdu ba'avir. At the time the borad stopped, so everything stopped in midair. Okay, let's go on. We'll see. We'll get to this, with the ma'isel halacha, whether they make these brachas or not. Okay, let's go on. Okay, Evan shebikesh og melech habosh and lizrok al Yisrael. If you see that rock, you make a bracha to. Gemara gemirala. This is not something that we have psukim. This is something that we have as a tradition. Omar Machni Yisrael Kamahadi Tauta Parsi. How big is Machni Yisrael? Three parsels. By three parsels. Ezel the Akertura Bar Tauta Parsi. So he went and he uprooted a mountain that was three parsels big. The Ishti Olayu. Vaktalino. I'll go and uproot a mountain that's three. This is what Og said to himself. Right? I'll uproot a mountain that's three parsa big and I'll throw it on them and kill them all. Ozal Okartura Bartalta Parsi, he went and he uprooted a mountain that was three parsals. The Icy Al Reish, he put it on his head. The Icy Kuchabrihu Ale Kamtsi, the Nakvu, and the Rabban Shem brought ants that ate through the rock, the Nakvu, and it made a hole in the rock, the Nakis Bitsavori. And the mountain then fell down onto Og's shoulders. Oh, on his neck, on his shoulders. Havi Boilemish, he wanted to take it off. Now he had this mountain around his shoulders. He wanted to take it off. Mashche Shine, Lahai Gisa, Lomotzi, Lomishalfa. And his teeth elongated on both sides, and he couldn't get the mountain off his neck, because his teeth held it from going off his head. Lahainu Dixiv, Shine Rishoyim Shibarta, the teeth of Rishoyim you broke. Ukrabshim ben Lakish, Tom Rabshim ben Lakish, my deceive Shine Rishoyim Shibarta. What does it mean? You broke the teeth of Rishoyim. Al Tikre Shibarta El Shirivavta. You elongated the teeth of the Rishoyim, and that way you got them to be killed. Moshe Kamahavi, how high was Moshe Rabbeinu? How tall? Eser Amos. Moshe was 10 Amos high. Shokel Narga bar Eser Amen. He took an axe that was 10 Amos high. Shavar, and he jumped Eser Amen. He jumped 10 Amos high, so he was ready 30 Amos into the air, about 60 feet into the air. Umachi bekarsule bekatli. And he hit Og on his ankle, right, and he killed him. Okay, see Rashi first, and then we'll see what it means. Machne Yisrael Kamahavi, Talta Parsi. Klal Yisrael, the Machne was three parsos. Og Choshev came believe. Og was thinking this in his heart. Machne Yisrael Talta Parsi, deceived. Vayachanui Beis HaYishimos ad Ovel HaShitim. They camped from Beis HaYishimos till Ovel HaShitim. Vomer Rav Barbarchana, Lididi Chozi Liahu Duchta. I saw that place. Vahavi Talta Parsi Urka, Vitalta Parsi Pussi. It was three parsos by three parsos. That was the place. That was described where the whole Machaneh was able to camp. Eru Akamtsi Nemolim. There are ants. Shiravavta Loshen Ishtravu Veishtravu. Yordu Vigodu Lamata. They elongated his teeth, elongated on both sides of his mouth, and therefore he couldn't get the mountain off his shoulders. Moshe Kamehavi Esram, and Moshe was 10 Amos tall. Sharihu Hekimus HaMishkan. He put up the Mishkan. Vidarshinan Hekimus Atzmo Lekomus HaMishkan. He made himself as high as the Mishkan. Uksibe Eser Amos Orech HaKeresh. Right? There's other Mekoros, the Moshe Rabbeinu was 10, all the Levim were 10 Amos high. Because right? It says over there, they carried the Aron, and Shaila, how high the Aron was off the ground. But in any case, the Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 Amos high. Shavar Kofetz Lamali jumped up in the air, Bikarsule Kabilia's ankle. Okay, the Marsha says, what does this mean? What's going on over here? It's not obviously to be taken literally. So he says what it means is the following, that Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of Og because he had a schus that he told Avraham Avinu that Lot had been captured. So he was afraid that Og's schus, right, that's the mountain. This is what the Rashba says. The Rashba says a mountain is always a symbol of the Avos. So Og said, I'll take a mountain that's equal to all of Klal Yisrael. That's the schus of Avraham Avinu, and I'll destroy them because I have the schus of Avraham Avinu behind me. So the Marsha says it's not reasonable to think that Og thought that one time schus of Avraham Avinu would let him overpower Klal Yisrael, have the schus of all the Avos. So he had another schus. He had his own Avos too. That's what the Marsha adds to this Rashba. It says that that Og Melech HaBashan came from Malachim. Og, Sichon, and Og, the giants, came from the angels, the fallen angels that lived with human women, and they had giants as children. And those angels had a tremendous schus, but not in the good side of the world, the bad side of the world. Schus in the Kochos Hatuma. And he says that the Kochos Hatuma are represented by the 12 Mazalos, the 12 zodiac symbols. Okay, their koach of tuma filters through the zodiac. Klal Yisrael have a different schus of 12, 12 shvatim. Three parsos is 12. There's four milin in a parsa, so three parsos is 12 milin. So when Og took this mountain of 12 milin, right, it symbolized the power that he had from his fathers, the angels, right, way back, his ancestors, the angels. And added to that was the schus of Avraham Avinu. Not only did he have the power of Tumah of his fathers, he also had a schus on a little bit on the Tzad of Kedusha of telling Avraham Avinu that Lot was captured. So he thought that those two zechuyos combined, the 12 zechuyos that he had from the Tumah and the fact that he also had a schus from Avraham Avinu, would be able to overpower Klal Yisrael. So that's what it means. He picked up a mountain of three parsos and wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael with that. That mountain represents his Sechus Avos and the Sechus of Avraham Avinu. So, what happened was, the Rabbanu Shem sent Nemolim. Nemolim is the Sechus of Yaakov Avinu, says the Marsha, whose tefillah, right, the Nomol, the ant, has no power in its hands, its power is in its mouth, it gnaws away at things. So he took the schus of Yaakov Avinu, which Og did not have, And that was what saved Klal Yisrael. So now Og said, at least let me save myself with the schus of my of this mountain of my ancestors. But the schus of Yaakov Avinu, right, made it that tumah that Og had from his ancestors, right, he couldn't rid himself of it. It stuck around his neck. Right? Not only wasn't it a schus, it was a liability to him. And therefore he couldn't get rid of it. So what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu, who was 10 amas high, says the Marashah, doesn't mean literally he was 10 amas high, he wasn't 20 feet tall. Right? What it means is Moshe Rabbeinu had the schus of the Mishkan. Right? He was equal to the height of the Mishkan spiritually. Right? So Moshe Rabbeinu, who had the schus of the Mishkan, took an axe that was 10 amas high, that represents the Luchos with the Aseres HaDibros on them. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel HaTorah, so his schus was, he was the one who put up the Mishkan, and he also was Mekabel HaTorah. And he jumped into the air, 10 amas, which represents the schus of the Mishkan itself, which was 10 amas high. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the one who put up the Mishkan. He was the one who got the Torah. And he also brought to Klal Yisrael the schus of the Mishkan, not only himself, but for Klal Yisrael. And he was able, therefore, to demolish the schus of Og that he went to Avram. That was the schus of his ankle. That he walked and told Avram that he, what's it called, that he was, that Lot was captured. So these are the spiritual forces that were in motion that saved, what's it called, Klal Yisrael from Og Melech HaBashan. Right? So it describes it in physical ways. We're not talking about physical mountains and people who are 20 amas high. We're talking about physical, spiritual forces that are represented by these physical allegories. No, so it could be that there was a place that Og wanted to, what's it called, come against Klal Yisrael, right? And that is represented, that place was that, there was a mountain there, not the one they actually wanted to throw on him, but that was the place where he wanted to kill them or whatever. When Og was killed, that's the nace that happened.
So Og wasn't really a giant?
What?
Og wasn't really a giant?
Og was a giant, yeah.
But everything else.
But that tall he wasn't either, right? He wasn't 30 amas till his, what's it called, till his ankle. Okay, there are 4 mil in a parsi. Okay, the Evan Shiyoshav Aleha Moshe, what was this stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on? Dichsi v'idei Moshe Kvedim, v'yikhu Evan v'yasimu tachtum. By Melchemes HaMolek, Moshe, when he raised his hands, then Klal Yisrael would be victorious. When he put down his hands, then the opposite. So they put a stone underneath him, and Aaron and Hur held his hands up. V'yeshev Aleha, right? So he sat on this stone. Why didn't he sit on a pillow? Right, why in a stone? Because Imo Anochi Betzara, Klal Yisrael Betzara, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't sit on a pillow, I have to sit on a stone. The Ishto Shalot, what was Ishto Shalot? Sheneemar, Vatabet Ishto Me'achora, Vatihi Netziv Melech. Lot's wife looked back, they were told they can't look back and see the destruction of stone, they didn't deserve to see it happen. And she looked back and she turned into a Netziv Melech. And the reason she was punished like that is because she refused to give salt. So she wanted, didn't have gas, and she wanted the other neighbors to know that they had gas, so they would come and protest. So she went around asking for salt for the gas as a hint that we have gas, that you should protest against it. So she was punished by turning into a Netziv Melech. Others say it was more poshut why she turned into a Netziv Melech. She stopped and turned around to watch as the cloud destroyed Sodom with Gofris Vamelech, with sulfur and salt. So since she stopped, the cloud overtook her, and she got rained on with sulfur and salt. So she basically was coated with salt and became a Netziv Melech. The Chomas Yericho, what was the Chom of Yericho? Shenivla'a, right? The wall of Yericho was swallowed in its place. Deceive, Vatipol HaChoma Tachteha. The wall fell in its place. So Bishlam Akulu Nisa, they're all Nisim. Ishto Shalot Puranusahu. The wife of Lot wasn't a nace, it was more of a tzara. We make a bracha, the Omer Baruch Dain HaEmes. On those kind of things, you make a Dain HaEmes. The Hoho Do V'Shevach Tani, right? It says he should say, so how can you, so Mara says, oh, Enech HaNam, on Ishto Shalot, you make a Dain HaEmes. It says, I say Shevach V'Ho Do. Tani Alot V'Al Ishto Mevorchim Shtayim. Al Ishto Omer Baruch Dain HaEmes. V'Alot Omer Baruch Zochres HaTzadikim. The Shaila, where exactly you make this bracha? Some say that there's two different places. One is when you see Lot's wife, then you make a Dain HaEmes, And when you see Lot's kever, you make a bracha that the Rabbanu Shem remembers the tzaddikim. He saved Lot in the schus of Avram. Others say it's the whole place there, that Sodom, the whole area where Sodom was turned and destroyed. So there Lot's wife is, and you remember that Lot was saved. So in that same place, you make two brachas. Om Rabbi Yochanan, afilu b'shas kaisa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zocheres ha-tzadikim. Even when the Rabbanu Shem is angry, he remembers the tzadikim. Shenemar, vayihi b'shacheis ha-lokim as-ori ha-kikar, when the Rabbanu Shem was in the midst of destroying Sodom, so he was angry, vayiskar lokim as-avram, vayishalach es-lot mitoch ha-fecha. That he still remembered Avram, right? Even in a time of anger and din, tzadik has the schus that he still remembered Barachamim. Rashi, he couldn't hold up his hands by himself the whole day. Elim came tomchim bizro osof, unless they were able to support his hands. So they put in a stone underneath him, and that way they were able to support his hands up and stand on each side. Okay, let's go. The chomas yericho nivla, right? Was the chomas yericho swallowed up? V'hanofla, it fell down. Shenemar v'hi k'shmo ha'am is kol ha'shofar v'yariu ha'am trua gedola v'atipol ha'choma tachteha. The wall fell in its place. Morris says, no. What it means is the following. Kiven the pushy v'ruma ki hadadim. You know, the wall was so wide, it was as high as it was wide. It was mamash a cube. So, you can't have a wall like that fall down. Because if it falls over, it looks exact same way as it did before. Right, a wall that's higher than it is, what's it called, wide, if it falls down, so now it's high as it was wide, and it's long, its width is long, so you can see it fell down. But if a wall is a cube, if it falls over, it looks exactly the same way as it did before, it just moved over a little bit. Therefore, the only way you know the wall fell was if it was swallowed up in its place. So that's, for that kind of wall, that's called falling. Om Rav Yudam Arav, okay, let's see, Rashi. Tachteha, Mashma Bimkoma, the Efsher Zuele de Bluya. Right? It can't fall in its place unless it was swallowed up. The Omer Baruch Daino, Emes Terutzahu, Zocher Satsadikim, Shizocher Savram. Kiven the Pusye Veruma ki Hadadi Hade, the Ein Nefila Nikerisbo, you can't see if something that's a cube falls. Im Lo Nivla, unless it's swallowed up. That's called falling for a wall like that. Can't fall any other way. So when the Navi said it fell, it means it was swallowed up. Okay, let's go on. Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, Arba Tzrichim Lahodos. Four people have to give thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yordei Hayam, Holchei Midboros, Umishahoye Chola V'Nisrape, Umishahoye Chovish V'Veso Asurim. Somebody who, what's it called, traveled over the sea, person who traveled through a desert, person who was sick and got healed, and a person who was imprisoned and was let free. Yordei Hayam in Olin, how do you know that people who travel the seas have to be mode? So it says, Yordei Hayam ba'onios, hey moro masi Hashem, va'omer, va'yama ruach sa'ara yalu shamayim yerdu tahomos. Right, it speaks about all the trials and tribulations of people who travel in the sea with all kinds of storms. The Omer Yachugu Vayanu Kishikor, the boat is tossed about like a drunkard. The Omer Vayitzaku Lashem Batsar Lahem Tsukosem Yotziyeng, and they cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they have their troubles. The Omer Yakum Sa'ar L'dmama, and then the storm subsides. You see, they have to thank the Rabbanu Shel Olam for saving them from all of these tzoros in the yam. How do you know the people who go through the desert also have to give hodah? They wandered and got lost in the desert and didn't go in a place that was settled. And they cried out to Hashem, and He let them find their way. Yodu Lashem Chazdo. And then it says after that, Yodu Lashem Chazdo. They have to thank the Rabbanu Shem for His Chesed. Nishecholav and Israpei Dechsev Evili Miderech Pisham Avonusei Misanu Kol Ochal Tisav Nafsham. People who, because of their averas, are get yisurin, and they can't eat, right? So they're sick, they're mamish sick, they're so sick they can't eat. The Rabban Hashem then heals them. Yodu Lashem Chasdo. And right after that says also, Yodu Lashem Chasdo. Mishoy Chovish Vesu Asurim in Olin. Person in prison to see. Yoshvei Choshech Vitzamaves. Right? They sit in the darkness. Ki Himru Imre Kael. Because they went against the Rabban Hashem. Vayomer Vayikana Ba'om Alibom. And then they're subdued. And they become contrite because of their tzaris. And this is talking where they're put into prison in darkness. The Rabban Hashem takes them out of the darkness, right, and the tzalmavis of the prison. There also it says Yodul Hashem Chazdo. So you see, from all these four things, you have to say a hodah. My mevarich, what bracha do you make, right, on these four things? Rav Yehuda baruch gomel chasodim tovim. You say gomel chasodim tovim. This is birchas hagomel. Abaya Omar v'tzorech la'oduye kamei asora. You have to say this in front of 10 people, a minion. Deceive the Yeromamu b'kahal am. Kahal is a minion. Marzutra Omar v'train minayu rabbonin. Two of them have to be talmidei chachamim. Shenemar uva moshav zekenim yahalalu. In the moshav of zekenim, minimum two, also you have to praise him. Maskul harashi ve'imakul rabbonin. Right, maybe it has to all be 10 rabbonim, 10 talmidei chachamim. Mara says, Miksi b'kahal zekenim, b'kahal am ksib. It doesn't say kahal zekenim, it says kahal am. A minion of regular people, and moshav zekenim, and two zekenim. Ve'ema be'asora sharama, utrei rabbanan, right? Maybe he says it means you need 10 plus 2. And this is the way most Rishonim learn this question, right? Not you need two of them to Talmid Chacham, 10, and two of them Talmid Chacham, maybe you need 10, plus two Talmid Chacham, you need 12 people. Tash and Chanami, we don't have a raya clearly that it means 10, including two, maybe it means 10 plus two. Okay. Rav Yehuda Cholash, Rav Yehuda got sick, the Ishbach, and he got better. All the Gabi Rav Chana Bagdasoy, he went to Rav Chana, who lived in Baghdad. V'rabbonin, Amri le brich rachmona di yahavich ni alon v'lo yahavich li afra. So the Rabbonin said to him, thank God who gave you back to us and didn't give you to the ground. In other words, Baruch Hashem, you got better. Could have died of your sickness. Baruch Hashem, you're still with us. Amr lehu, patros on yossi melo doye. He answered amen to their bracha, and he said, now I don't have to say gagomel anymore. What you said, and I answered amen, takes the place of gagomel. You needed 10 people. Havi be'asara, there were a million there. Va'iu lo komodi, he didn't say anything. Lo tzara, do'ani basrayu amen. He answered amen to what they said. Yes, Rashi. Tzrichim lahodos, kishi yotzim min ha-sakana. They have to give thanks to the Rabban Hashem when they get out of the sakana. Right, and what would I think? They give them the thanks to the Rosh in the sakana. So the truth is, the Shari Tshuva says that when a person is in a sakana and he gets out, he has to thank the Rabban Shalom for the sakana too, because he needed that also. So I might think that you should thank the Rabban Shalom while you're in the sakana also. So that Rashi says, no, you don't thank the Rabban Shalom until you're out of the sakana. Then you can appreciate the fact that the sakana was also good, but in the midst of the sakana, you don't do any thanking. V'yiromamu b'kalam, b'so parshas ha-mizmor. At the end of this mizmor, it says, V'yiromamu b'kalam, where the mizmor that speaks about all these four things. The espach nisrape, bagdasa, shem iro, bagdadhu. He ir chashuva b'bovel, mishachorva bovel. By the time Bovel was destroyed, the original Bovel, Baghdad was the main city. Shimur, oh, we didn't get her yet. Okay, let's finish up the Amud, and then we'll go back tomorrow and speak about Birchas HaGomel. Omar Rav Yehuda, Shlosha Tzrichim Shimur. Three people need to be protected. They need to be guarded. The Eluhain. Chola, person is sick. Because since they're sick, there's all kinds of mazikim when they're weak. When a person's vulnerable, he's vulnerable to other kinds of tzaris also. So he needs to be protected from mazikim. Chosen Vekala, also because of Ayin Hara, right? The mazikim are interested in hurting people who are having it good. And Masnisa Tana, those are the three. Chole, Choson, and Akala. Masnisa Tana, Chole, Chaya, Choson, and Akala. In Brisa it said four people. A Chole, a woman who's giving birth. It could be the original one didn't say that because that's considered like a Chole. Okay? And the Choson, and Akala. The Yesh Omrim Af Ovel, a person's an Ovel also. The Yesh Omrim Af Tamidei Chacham Belaila. Tamidei Chacham at night also need to be protected. See, Rashi explains why. Shimur min amazikim. You need to be protected from mazikim, and mazikim don't harm when there's two people around, so therefore, if you have another person watching the first person, there's two, they're protected from mazikim. Chola shahura mazlum. When a person's sick, his mazl is weakened, he's vulnerable. Leficha chashed misgarebo. The shadim like to pick on vulnerable people. V'chein chaya, isha shiolda. Same thing goes for a chaya, and v'chein avel. All these people are vulnerable people, right? Their mazel is diminished, therefore the mazikim like to pick on them. Chosim v'kala v'tamidei chachamim, and the other three, right, are not because they're vulnerable, mikinoso misgarabem. There, he's jealous of them. Chosim, kala, right, and a talmud chacham, the mazikim bother people who are vulnerable, people are jealous of. Okay, let's go a little bit further. There are three things that if you extend them, right, you spend a long time in them, then you get extra years. It's a schus for long life. Shlosha shalom. Hamarich b'tfilaso, person who davens extra long. Hamarich al shulchano, and a person who spends a long time eating, so aniyim can come. What's it called? And they'll be able to eat. He doesn't eat quickly. He has a long meal, so a lot of aniyim can come to his shulchan. The hamar of the sakise, and a person spends a long time in the bathroom because that's healthy. The Gemara says the hamar b'tfilas mal yusahi, saying a long tefillah is a good thing. The Omer of Chia bar Abba, Omer Reb Yochanan, kol hamar b'tfilas ma'ayin basok bali dekev. Person who davens extra long davening, and he is ma'ayin, but we learned before ma'ayin ba means he looks forward that his tefillah for sure, since he davened long, he's going to be answered for sure. So the only thing he gets from that is a heartache. Shenemar tocheles memushocha machalalei. Person gets a heartache from looking forward to things that he can't depend on, and they don't come. V'omrav yitzel shlosh edvorim askir mavonosav shavadam ve'eluhem. Kir notui ve'iyun tfilo u'mosur din al chaveru l'shamayim. Right? That, what's it called? There are three things that when in Shamayim they start to look at a person's cheshbon. When he passes under a wall that's ready to fall down, he puts himself in the makom sakana, so they have to look to see if he has enough schus that the wall shouldn't fall on him. Iyun tefila, where he's so sure that his tefila is going to be answered, so they, in Shemayim they say, you're so sure your tefila is going to be answered, let's see if you really deserve it. Umosir din al-chaver, somebody asked the Rabban Shem to punish somebody else for him, so the Rabban Shem said, let's see if you deserve that somebody else should be punished for you. So Mar says, halokash, yohada ma'ayin ba, hadalo ma'ayin ba. Right, it depends. If you're davening long, but you don't expect your tefillah dafka to be answered, but you're davening because you know that it's good to daven. The tefillah itself is a benefit. Then it's a good thing. But if you daven long, and because of that, you think you're sure that you're going to be answered the way you want to be answered, then it's a bad thing. Okay, see, Rashi is in the spot. Hamarich al shulchano. Because he spends a long time eating, his meal takes a long time, aniyim are able to come and enjoy his meal. Hamarich beisakise refua hilo. That's a healthy thing to do. Ma'ayin ba omer belibo shati osa bakashaso lefishis bal bekavana. He says to himself, I'm surely going to be answered because I davened so long with such kavana. Ke'ev leiv she'im bakashaso nasis. It won't be answered and it'll get heartache. Tocheles loshen tefila kumova yichal Moshe. Maskir Nabonosov, Shal Yedeim, Vifash Bishim Lamaila Bemaisov, and Shamayim, they check his ledger. Lomar Boteh Zebi Zechuyosov, the guy is so sure that he has Zechuyos, let's check them. Niramayim, let's see what they are. He's sure he has Zechuyos because he can walk under a wall that's falling down. Mokum Sakoda. Moser Din, Boteh Hubis Chuyosov, Shechaber Yonen Shal Yodov. He's so sure that he deserves that somebody else should be punished because of him. Hod Ma'ayin, Hod Lomayin. Right, the Gemara says no. If you daven long and you have kavana and you don't expect to be answered, that's a positive thing. If you expect to be answered, then it's a negative thing.